This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. I'm shaking you off, 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 off. I'm loving you so, 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 so. I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new.
7 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. And ladies, it, you know, sometimes technology works for you and sometimes it doesn't. I think we all have had that frustration, and our friend Dougie is having a little technical trouble, but he'll be back soon. So we are holding down the fort in the meantime. And got to start with what has turned into the biggest news story of the day, maybe the biggest news story of the week, and maybe even the year. If I hear the word Russian one more time,
oh, right?
I might just flip my lid.
Unless it's white Russian, and then we're okay.
We need several. Good point, Kara, touche. I think we need to have several white Russians to forget Russiagate 2016-2017. Oh. So, the Attorney General, newly elected, 3 weeks in office, right, or not elected, he was confirmed by the Senate. He's been in his position for about 3 weeks. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Thursday held a press conference where he recused himself from an investigation related to Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. He made the decision after it came out that he had failed at his Senate confirmation hearing to disclose two pre-election meetings with Moscow's ambassador to Washington at a time when Russia was accused of interfering in the presidential race. Now, there was pressure for Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the investigation on both sides, from the Republicans and the Democrats. Democrats because they're looking for witches, and Republicans because they want to show that there needs to be clarity, and Republicans tend to kind of go after their own anyway. So Jeff Sessions said, hey, look, I was planning on recusing myself all along, so this just kind of upped the process, so here I am, and he made the press conference and announcement yesterday. Yeah. Now, this all stemmed from his confirmation hearing when Al Franken, who is a senator from Minnesota, he asked him a question and said, a story is breaking, and this is when the story was first coming out. Jeff Sessions hadn't even heard it yet. Al Franken said, there are reports that people from the Trump campaign have had contact with the Russian government. If you find this out, Jeff Sessions, what will you do? And obviously, Al Franken was wanting to hear Jeff Sessions say he would recuse himself. Mm-hmm. Jeff Sessions instead answered, I'm paraphrasing here, this sounds unusual. I was once considered a surrogate for the campaign, and I myself have never spoken to the Russian government about the campaign. And so he actually, he took the question from Al Franken a step further, and it would seem incriminate himself. And I think, you know, Jeff Sessions is a pretty smart guy. I think if he had intended to answer that question and not answer it truthfully, Victoria, I don't know that he would have answered it in that way. I think he would have just said, I'd recuse myself.
Yeah, you know, I watched the press conference with him yesterday, and, you know, I think that he's right, absolutely, to recuse himself from it. But I also, I found myself kind of feeling sorry for him in a sense, because I thought that he came across, at least in the press conference, as being very honest and sincere. And he said, you know, when Senator Franken asked me the question, I should have taken a little more time to think about my answer. I should have worded things differently. And you know, and at the same time, he said, we meet so many people. And if I did meet up with, you know, the Russian ambassador to Washington, then we did talk about, I think he said something about terrorism was a topic mm-hmm. that they talked about. I mean, it didn't sound like, to me, it didn't sound like there were any national security issues there. I understand the conflict
alone.
I understand the conflict of interest, obviously. President Trump said, you know, he shouldn't recuse himself. Jeff Sessions yesterday said during the press conference, well, that's nice, and I think he was appreciating the support from the president, but he said, but he doesn't really understand the ethics rules right. involved here. This is the right thing for me to do. But I kind of felt bad for him in a sense. I think it's weird to say, but I did a little bit. Like, I don't really think he was doing anything malicious, and I don't think anything, if this turns into, and I'm just going to say, if this turns into the next Hillary and stupid emails that went on and on and on forever and nothing ever came of it, if this turns into the next thing, then I would say right now, as a Democrat, let's just call it a day, and if there's something that Russia really did, fine, let's look into it, and if not, let's move on, people. We have so many other things.
There's a couple of really good things there that you said, and one of them, I think, is that the Democrats are focusing, Democrats and Republicans in Washington, they missed the boat, and that's why we saw the election of Donald Trump. They missed the boat on actually hearing that people felt forgotten. They were so caught up in these political games, going out and having scotch at night, fighting it out during the day, and the American people don't care. They want to have a little money in their pocket. They want to feel a little safer at night. It's much less of a team sport for someone sitting in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania than it is for someone sitting in Washington, D.C., maybe on either side of the coast where we are, Victoria and Kara.
Yeah.
But, you know, the messaging here is, I think at some point this backfires because people want to actually see stuff get done. And if we're all bogged down by looking for the Russian connection, let's move on. Make your, you know, use your opposition to create policy or to stop policy that you don't like. Let's go on to something that's a little more meaningful. I'd say that to the Republicans as well. It's a lesson to be learned.
Yeah.
But to Jeff Sessions' point, he was a senator, and he was in a sticky situation that we all are when we're doing two jobs or we have multiple lives. And he was a senator. It's not uncommon for senators to meet with ambassadors. The first meeting, he shook this guy's hand after a speech with the Heritage Foundation at the RNC, which doesn't seem to be very incriminating. The second, he met with him in his office and was talking with him primarily, as you mentioned, about terrorism, but also about what was going on in the Ukraine. And he even said that the meeting got very heated because the Russian ambassador didn't like what he had to say about the Ukraine. Jeff Sessions has been to be tough on Russia. So,
yeah,
we'll see. It seems to be a witch hunt, but, you know, we watch as it all unfolds. Obviously, if there is a connection, the American people deserve to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we lighten things up with sports news?
Absolutely.
All right.
I mean, that is some quality production right there, everyone.
I don't even know if this will lighten it up. Colin Kaepernick, that jerk.
Oh, God.
Or as Doug likes to call him, Colin Kaepernicki or whatever he calls
something,
him.
Something, yeah.
Apparently, he's giving up his national anthem protest. Remember this past year? He would take a knee during the national anthem. Well, guess why he's doing that? Because Colin Kaepernick is now a free agent. So he's made the big announcement that he'll start standing for the national anthem.
Uh-huh. Yep. Hire me. I'm a really good employee. Yeah.
Gosh. This guy.
Too little, right, so give us, too late.
Right? Give us a story here. So he's going to opt out of his contract?
You know, I'm not sure what he's doing with his contract. I don't know if the 49ers are going to keep him. I know his house is up for sale, which happened, I believe, before the end of the regular season. He put his house up on the market, and I don't know if it's sold. So I'm not really sure where he's going to end up. I mean, is he even worth keeping at this point? You know, I mean, he's a very mediocre player.
Don't I remember that he was actually going to be dropped by the 49ers, and that's what provoked this kneeling thing from him, which got him some attention, which forced the hand of the 49ers to keep him, because I think he was going to be gone at the beginning of last season, if I remember right.
I think that's about right, yeah. He was benched, and they weren't using him. He's the backup anyway, right? He's not
that's
even,
right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that the days of Colin Kaepernick are over. I think we can call a time of death on his NFL career.
Bye-bye. And you know what? I'm okay.
We're okay with that.
Stand up. You're playing football and cashing a gigantic salary. Please.
Right. Go.
Who else?
Participate in a march or whatever.
Right.
But don't disrespect the national anthem. I mean,
or use your position of power to talk about these important issues, but don't cash your paycheck while you're sitting on your knee, because no other country would pay you that amount of money for sitting on a bench, and that's really what he did for most of the season.
Yep.
All right, lots of focus on this transgender wrestler that's been kind of thrust into the national spotlight. This has set off quite the controversy.
It has, yeah.
We'll give you all the details. Next, it is 16 past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed. change the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season starts Sunday at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions!
More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is 17 minutes past the hour. On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie on a technical foul. I'm always coming up with different ways to say that, you know, things just ain't working.
Right. Good sports analogy.
But we're having fun, and the story that has surprised me, that we even hear about, because they happen in these small areas that typically you wouldn't hear too much about a high school wrestler somewhere, mm-hmm. but that's not the case, because this story has exploded into the national news media. Mac Beggs is at the center of all of this. Mac Beggs is a wrestler, not a celebrity. 17-year-old transgender boy who goes to Euless Trinity High School outside of Dallas and was thrust into the national spotlight after winning the girls' state title this past weekend, capping a 57-0 season in the 110-pound weight class. So what was the story here with Mac Beggs, Victoria?
Well, so Mac Beggs was born Mackenzie Beggs, a female. When he was 13, he was checked into a mental hospital. He was suicidal. He had what they call dysmorphia. He had gender dysphoria. Mm-hmm. And so he was experiencing basically living in a body that he didn't feel was his. And so that's essentially what transgender people go through. So he was spent a lot of time in a mental hospital. And then eventually, through doctors and therapy and things, he realized that he needed to transition to male, which he started doing 4 years ago. So he's 17 now. So at 13, he began the transition. The transition at that age, it doesn't include surgery, but it does include lots of hormones. And so the testosterone that he's been taking has given him obviously an unfair advantage if he had to wrestle against females. The state of Texas said because he was born a female, he cannot wrestle against males. He has to only wrestle females. Obviously, this is unfair to everyone involved. He said it's unfair to him. He said it's unfair to the girls. That's why he's undefeated, a 57-0 record. I mean, no one can even stand a chance against him. So he ended up winning the state title. Texas is now going through this Title IX, which is on a national level as well, a discussion about what Title IX covers, what it includes, what it protects against. So this is going to be a bigger and bigger issue, and you're going to hear more and more stories like this. But, you know, it's complicated, but there's no real, you know, quick answer to it. But this is going to definitely be just, I think, a larger story for 2017.
Mm-hmm. Something to tackle, I guess, a sign of the times. All right. It is 20 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Music here at 24 minutes past the hour on air with Doug and Jen Victoria. This is the sound of Katy Perry, and it might be drowned out by tears. Maybe the carton of ice cream opening. I don't know. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom made it official. They confirmed their breakup. And she tweeted out something, you know, inspirational to get her going, get her past the depression. She said, new way of thinking for 2017. You can still be friends and love your former partners. No one's a victim or a villain. Get a life, y'all, she wrote to Twitter. Very nice. So I guess it just was an adult breakup, according to Katy Perry. Now, her tweet didn't explicitly name Orlando Bloom, but it was pretty clearly directed to the rumors surrounding their split. And if the tweet wasn't enough of a statement that she's in good shape despite it all, Katy Perry has been busy working on new music, which she teased on Instagram on Thursday. And why do women do this? It seems like every time women break up or they start over again, they chop off their hair or they color their hair. She did it. She chopped her hair off and she's got a brand new do. Which, yep, by the way, Victoria, was inspired by you. It seems like she's copying your haircut.
It's, well, we do have the same haircut now. So I was going to go all platinum blonde like she did, but then I stopped midway because now I don't want to look like a freak in my wedding pictures in June. So, I mean, it's fine.
So you've decided to just slow it down a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
I slowed my roll and just figured, okay, I'm going to have, my hair is definitely shorter than I would like it to be. I'm trying to grow it out, but, I mean, it's not going to happen in 4 months. So, hopefully, I mean, I might get extensions, actually. I was thinking about that, because I'm sure that's what we're going to see from Katy Perry next. Have you seen Kim Kardashian's long extensions? They're, like, down to her butt.
Oh, wow, no.
And J-Lo has them, too.
I never know. I never know why women want hair that long, because it gets, yeah, in the way when you're doing important stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's the same reason why I wouldn't want to have really long nails, because, you know.
Oh. Ooh, yeah.
Well, it's also
when you're in a crucial moment, you want to be able to be functional.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Maren Morris, who we talk a lot about in the music segment, she has done the same thing too. I think she had the long ones at the Grammy performance, and then I saw her in concert a couple days later. And I mean, she's tiny as is, but yeah, her hair goes down like past her butt.
Yeah, that's new for her, because I think she was sort of at, like, shoulder length.
Yeah, I don't think
I'd
be a fan.
Isn't it funny, though, because Maren Morris is so small. Don't you think she only needs, like, 4 inches of hair to get it right? Pretty sure my hair would go to her waist.
Yes.
All right, so, well, we'll send good thoughts to Katy Perry as she recovers from her breakup with Orlando Bloom. Remember, she had those spicy pictures where he was naked paddleboarding. I mean, come on.
I really thought they were going to make it in the long run. I really did. They seemed like a good match, but... Oh, well.
Well, we'll get you a glass of wine and a pint of Rocky Road, and you'll be okay. All right, Iron Maiden making some news. Now, Iron Maiden is not one of the bands that you would typically hear highlighted on the on-air show with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. But they're going after scalpers, right? We like that.
Absolutely. We often talk about how expensive resale tickets are and on StubHub and SeatGeek and things like that. And Iron Maiden, when they've cut it down by 95%, and I think a lot of other bands are going to start following suit. What they've done, they've made sure that all of the tickets, that when you show up to the venue, your name as the purchaser has to be on the ticket. And they're also using electronic tickets. So you have to have your phone with a barcode on it instead of showing up with a piece of paper. So, and it's worked. They've managed to save 6,000 seats just for the fans.
Wow, pretty incredible stuff.
Yeah.
There. I love when you hear bands doing these kind of things.
Yep.
All right. Great music news there. It is 28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'll more next time.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season starts Sunday at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And Dougie is out. He's having a little technical issue. He'll be back with us, though. Don't worry. The girl's holding down the fort in the meantime. Warren Buffett is in the news. I like to call him Warren Buffet from the front episode, which is Phoebe Buffet.
Oh, my God. Get out of my brain. I was just thinking that.
You know, it's that pop culture point of reference that ruins things for Warren Buffett. And he's been up and at him talking about the effects of the self-driving cars on insurance companies. Now, the self-driving car business, it could become a major threat to insurance companies when technology hits the market. And so billionaire investor Warren Buffett took to CNBC's Squawk Box with this.
Well, he'll say it in 1 second. Here we go.
Self-driving cars will be adopted if they're safer. If they're safer, there's less insurance costs. That brings down premium volume significantly. So if a safe autonomous car had been developed, then there's 260 million vehicles on the road, so it takes a time to break in. The average age is about 11 and a half years or something. But if the day comes when a significant portion of the cars on the road are autonomous, it will hurt GEICO's business very significantly.
Yeah, and every other insurance company, too. I guess he was specifically talking about GEICO there, but yeah.
I think this is interesting. You know, we always are looking to advance technology, but it's kind of curious to figure out which industries survive technology advancements and which ones don't. And this will, disrupting an entire industry like the insurance industry, like the car industry, it takes time. The market will have to embrace self-driving cars slowly. That's at least the idea that Warren Buffett presented. I was thinking about this. And I was reading a story this past week about whether or not, if you're in a self-driving car, if you're sitting, let's say, you know, in the passenger seat, the back seat, whatever it's going to look like in the self-driving car, if that car has an accident, who's responsible then? Is it the car? Is it the robot driving the car? Or is it you just sitting there doing nothing with no control over what happened if, for some reason, something goes wrong? Obviously, the idea behind the self-driving car is that those incidences would be less because you wouldn't have human error involved.
That's a good question. I think so many states, and I know it's not all of them, but I think most states now are no-fault states for car accidents. And so it doesn't really matter if, you know, in like sort of the old days when you're in driver's ed and you learn, well, if you hit someone else, then you're at fault. And that doesn't happen anymore with no fault states. So I think that's probably either everyone's going to have to become a no fault state to accommodate driverless cars, or I think you're going to see some legislation changed and tweaked. But it is interesting, though. You're right. When you think about, like, oh, yeah, great, driverless car, you don't think about the consequences and the butterfly effect of how does that affect people's jobs in the insurance industry? How does that affect, you know, insurance claim adjusters and all those jobs that might be sacrificed because companies won't be able to afford to keep the payroll anymore?
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting to see how we fight for something, and then we go, we kind of take a step back and say, we're fighting for these driverless cars. I'm very much on the fence. I know that's the direction that we're heading in, and I know that I would love a driverless car, but that lack of control really does scare me a little bit,
yeah.
That feeling of not being in control of your own destiny. It's like, how much of a good thing is too much? I was having a conversation this week also, Victoria and Kara, with a friend of mine, and we were talking about this new trend in fast food, which is instead of having someone greet you when you go into a McDonald's or a Wendy's or wherever you might be, or you go through a drive-thru, instead you're going to be greeted by a big, gigantic iPad, and you're going to be able to place your order. And it's already happening, at least where I live in California, 3,000 Wendy's locations, I think, are doing these kiosks, self-ordering kiosks. And you know it has to be a result, because there is obviously a benefit to having a personal touch to greeting, but you get more accuracy with the iPad, and you have a lot of people pushing for this $15 minimum wage, which I think everybody can get behind. I mean, everybody wants a fair living wage. I don't like minimum wage because I think it straps business. But you can't expect to push for $15 an hour when a Wendy's can say, well, for $15,000, I can make a one-time investment and suit up my stores to take orders with iPads. I mean, that's money-saving to these big businesses.
Yeah, it's true. And I read something this week as well about I think McDonald's is getting more. I know Wendy's is kind of at the forefront with the kiosks, and I think that McDonald's is on its way next. But yeah, you know, and they say the analysts say that millennials don't like human interaction. They like the iPad, and I'm definitely in that category. The fewer interactions I have with people on a daily basis, I consider that a win.
Welcome to radio, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, I know. Radio makes... That's the thing about radio.
You're like overwhelmed now, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the funny thing about radio. It makes you antisocial. Or at least it makes me antisocial. When you talk for a living, you don't want to talk to anybody else. So, like, if I go to a bank, I don't want to have to talk to a teller. I mean, I've literally gone away from... I'm a Chase banker. So I have gone from Chase to TD Bank across the street if the ATMs are down because I don't... That's how much I don't want to go to a teller and try to figure out how to do things the old fashioned way. Like, I don't know how to cash checks and things like that. I can deposit them, but like, I don't know. It's like the post office too. I'm so confused by the post office. Every time I have to go, which is like once a year, luckily, I find a senior citizen and I ask them how to navigate the post office because they know their stuff.
So, yeah, they're proficient in post.
That is my plan. Like, what's a book of stamps? How much does it cost? How much does a stamp cost? I don't know. I have no idea.
Wow.
I don't.
It's 57 cents. I have a postage machine at my day job, so I think it's 57 cents. But I'm not.
See, I would have guessed it was somewhere in the 40s, maybe. I don't know.
We'll double check.
I'm like the millennial problem.
You and I do not know. I know. We're both, we're both educated, smart, articulate women, and we can't figure out how much a stamp costs. That's pretty bad. I think you're right. There is something to the fact that people just don't want to talk anymore. I mean, we're in an email, text message society. I mean, I can remember... I mean, I've been in the business world. I started really early. I was working for my dad in my teens, and specifically in my 20s when I started doing a lot of marketing for him. I remember actually having to do the unthinkable, which was making business
facts.
Calls. Oh, I did have to fax. But I'd actually have to call people and, set up conference calls and actually pitch them on the phone. And now it seems like it's all about emails and... I don't know, there's something to be said for both schools of thought. I just hate to get away from that personal interaction completely, but you understand why people do, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Lots of food for thought. And by the way, if you have any comments about any of this, we have a very active, thriving Facebook page where you can win right now $25 to Cozy Shack. So head on over to Facebook on air with, or DJV Show is Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can find us there and get your chance to win Cozy Shack pudding. Let us know what you think about this topic. You can also tweet us, and you can find me at Jennifer Horn, Victoria at On Air Victoria, and Kara Schillen at C. Schillen. So check it out there. It is 43 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV Show.
Environmental stewardship is not just a lofty goal for the Iowa Soybean Association. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots. And that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
The Iowa Soybean Association walks the talk when it comes to agriculture wanting to take care of the environment. The association's Director of Environmental Programs and Services, Roger Wolf, says many millions of soybean checkoff dollars have gone to real projects in the state to benefit water quality.
These are action-oriented, research-based programs that are helping farmers be better at producing crops, but also better at taking care of natural resources and environmental quality.
The vast majority of farmers are environmentally responsible. And, says Wolf, those farmers are becoming even more tuned in to that stewardship.
We're in the business of defining what agriculture can look like as we move into the 21st century. And there's no doubt that our soils, the fact that we have abundant water, and the fact that we have livestock systems, we have great opportunities to produce a lot of food as well as have stronger soils and a more successful agriculture with greater investments. So that's what we're in the business of doing, and I think it makes a lot of sense to apply the science and technologies to make that happen.
Learn more at iasoybeans.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
5:45 after the hour. Look at it. Ooh, ah. Listen to this. Ooh-wee.
Bung, bung, bung. Did you sing the song about the fellow that came riding in on his horse? Did you do that?
While no. Huh? No. No, yeah, no, yeah.
Remember the story of the fellow who's the new Interior Secretary came riding in the horse one day?
I heard about him arriving on horseback.
Yes. Right.
Where is his office? Is this in, like, the middle of D.C.?
You know, I think he's going to replace Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General. He may be the Interior Secretary today, but tomorrow he's going to be the Attorney General. That'll fix that right up. I do not think, by the way, just as a matter of course, Jennifer may disagree with me that Jeff Sessions will survive this current debacle. However, there is a company that's going to survive quite well. The good news today from Wall Street is that if you were able to get in on the first day of buying up Snap shares, mm-hmm. and you bought it for $17, which was the IPO trading price, at the end of the day, let's say, at the end of the day, if you put $1,000 into it, it was worth $1,400 at the end of the day. $1,400 is not bad. $14,000 would be great. So the first day of trading went from $17 a share to $24.48. 200 million shares were traded. That was the size of the entire offering. And so the total volume of trading on the New York Stock Exchange, well, 10% of that yesterday, was the Snap. Formerly Snap. I'm awkward with this because I've always called it Snapchat.
It was, yeah.
Change it Snap.
Up until just minutes ago, Snap Inc. is what it is now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So,
have you ever used Snapchat, Dougie?
I think I have.
I feel like you would have fun with it. And next time we have breakfast together, I'll show you because they have lots of fun filters and, just goofy stuff that I think you would actually have fun with. It's weird. It's a technology you have to get used to, I think, but I think you would like it.
Really? It has to be goofy for me to be able to enjoy it?
Yeah. No, it is goofy by design. So, and, you know, you have a good sense of humor. So you would like it. Yeah.
Plus, you're kind of a ham bone, which is that you also need to be kind of hammy.
Glad to get my technology back together for this.
Yeah. Jen, can you imagine him with, like, the dog ears and the tongue coming out? Like,
yeah, see, that's what I think he'd like.
Yeah,
I really
that's
do.
You know, hey, just for a second here, now that you're having fun at my expense, last part of that conversation with you not knowing how to go to the post office or bank. What is the matter with you?
How much does a stamp cost?
Yeah, there you go.
Stamp costs 43 cents.
No.
47
you don't know
cents. 48 cents.
See, I said 57. It's 47. Maybe that's right.
He's not a senior citizen 47. Yet. See, we need a real senior citizen. And
but
I'm telling you, they know their way around the post office.
You don't know how to cash a check?
I don't use a check, ever.
Well, what do you do with what I send you?
I take a picture of it, and it's deposited into my account.
You take a picture of it?
Yeah, into my app, my Chase app.
So why do I bother to send you a check? Why don't you I just send you a picture of me with an amount on it and give it in the bank?
You could try that.
Take a picture of it and you're putting it
in the bank. Yeah, that's how I deposit things. I don't have to go anywhere, which is nice.
So just FYI, kid, on Sunday, January 26th, the cost to mail a piece of mail has jumped from 46 cents to 49 cents. So just to be clear, the three of us did not know how much it
was. Very good. All right, doesn't the clocks go ahead this weekend? It's usually the first weekend.
Oh, no, it's not this weekend.
Is it? It's not.
Wishful thinking, no.
I think it's
later. Is it later in April, maybe?
No.
See, another thing I don't know.
Too.
If it's not the first weekend in March, then it's the last weekend of March.
Change the clock.
Right. Oh, it's a pretty informative program. Aren't you glad that I came back to put things back
March
together
12th.
Again here?
March 12th.
So a week from this weekend. Okay.
All right.
All right, it's 10 before the hour.
Mm-hmm.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
If you are traveling and you're renting a car, some ideas about saving money on car rentals, plus my story, courtesy of Fox,
which is a place you don't ever want to rent a car from. Trust me, I'll give you that info in a few moments. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's.com. The question at the moment, however, is aimed at those people who have businesses, medium-sized businesses, small, maybe you got a travel business. Maybe you have an internet business like the Frommer's do. You got a business online like I do. We all are small business people. Many people listening to this program, and they're maybe in charge of hiring for a big company or maybe a medium-sized company. It doesn't make any difference. No matter what job you need to find a good candidate for, here's the way to do it that isn't going to cost you any money. Go to ZipRecruiter.com, but you've got to use DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. To use their facilities free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You'll have to juggle any emails or calls to your office. You can screen the candidates easily. You can rate them well. Hire the right person wherever you are in the country by using ZipRecruiter.com. Post that job today, and it'll be all over 200-plus job sites. That's how they work at ZipRecruiter.com. You want them to work for you? And isn't it nice that you're listening to us? Because ZipRecruiter is free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. happy to have Pauline Frommer here. Okay, so the I was looking at some of the things in the world of tourism, and one of the whether it's here in our country or around the world, you got a lot of people rent cars. They feel like they want to be independent and on their own, which is cool. As long as you got GPS, you can find out where you're going easier. I wonder what sort of tips do you have other than telling people where to go? And you probably don't do that. I'm probably more brash about this than you are, Pauline, when I don't have a good
experience. Well, we tell people where to go. We have 130 books in bookstores all around the nation telling people where to go, as well as Frommers.com. And on Frommers.com this week, we have the story of a company that rose from the ashes. It was one of my favorite companies to rent cars through because they had a really, really smart way of working. What they did was they scoured the internet for every possible coupon that could apply to your car rental cost and then applied it. And you would save hundreds of dollars. Their name is Auto Slash. I have no relation to them whatsoever except for being a fan. And they, the car rental companies started not accepting their reservations because they were basically undercutting everybody else in the market. So now they've come back with a slightly different way of working. Now you put in the days of your rental car. You put in, are you a member of AAA? Are you a member of AARP? Are you a member of Costco? Whatever it is. And then they shoot you back an email so it can't be searched as easily and then shown that they're undercutting everybody of what they can offer you. And I'm going to New Zealand soon. I had rented a car for 7 days for one price through another site, and then when I heard they were back, I searched their site because I realized I needed the car for 8 days, and the quote was $160 less for an extra day. And the nice thing they do is they track your rental. So if the cost goes down, they rebook you automatically and send you an email saying you've saved another $50. And that just happened for me, too.
I came across a company a few years ago called Vroom 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 that I've been using. It's an Australian company, and they just aggregate like a lot of other software that they use, brings all of the car rental companies together. And I found that I didn't really do any better than if I had rented. I've rented a lot through American Airlines lately on they do Budget and Alamo. I don't like Budget,
right,
but Alamo I would use.
It's fine.
You know, save 30-35%. But this thing is, this looks like a very good deal. You just go online to autoslash.com, is that it? And
yeah, autoslash.com. You'll read our whole article on it on Frommers.com.
Frommers. Okay.
I mean, that's one way to save. Another way is, are you going to have an extra driver? Some companies charge for it, some don't, and in some law, in some states, it's against the law to charge for it. Like California, they can't charge for it, and there's all kinds of information we have on Frommers.com about insurance and other things.
What a ripoff! I mean, I was upset with the cost of some of the cars that I got, so I went to Fox last night and rented an SUV. And it was the most miserable experience I've ever had renting a car. They are the biggest scammers. They tell you it's a discount, but then they pack everything onto it. And so don't rent from Fox.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.